Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Boys, did you see the giant fire that lit up in the ocean?
I did. The sea is on fire. It's up in flames, and we're all going to die. Welcome to Chuckle
Sandwich. Doesn't usually happen.
Cthulhu rises from the ocean gloriously as he reclaims the land he once lost.
See, we make jokes about it, right? Like that. We're like, oh, here go Satan's tendrils again. But like, we are so, so screwed, guys.
What do you think really is down there?
I think all the plastic straws are down there. They lit that fire.
Yeah, all of the
all the plastic straws we threw into the ocean. All the bottles we forgot to recycle.
You think the sea turtles have become arsonists down there?
I think all of the sea turtles I think that's just all the sea turtles with the fucking straws through their noses unionizing all at once. And they're just spinning really fast under the ocean, creating enough friction that there's a fucking fire down there now. Right?
That's right? Awesome. Yeah,
it's crazy.
We solved God. It, man. Yeah. We figured it out. I thought it was something crazy like global warming, but now that it's just the turtles, we'll just keep putting straws in there and it should figure itself out.
I will kill every single fucking turtle before I drink out of a paper straw.
I've said that before, and I'll say it again.
I will strangle every single turtle, even that fuck from Finding Nemo that they all swam on.
No, you wouldn't.
Strangle.
Welcome to Chuckle Sandwich.
Are you really that antagonistic towards paper straws?
Is it I hate paper straws. Yes, I hate paper straws, dude. You can't tell me when you see a paper straw and you drink, you're like, oh, this is a great day, and I'm a happy man.
No, I gotta admit.
You're not. Paper straws suck ass. We all know this.
I'm throwing myself in with the schlack camp
here. What the fuck is wrong with my tongue?
Your tongue is fucking blue.
No!
What did you
drink?
Jesus,
man.
It's all the plastic in the ocean.
What did you drink this morning?
That's just regular water.
Did you have a
I've been drinking cool Powerade. I've been drinking a lot of Powerade recently because I'm under the weather. I had a great LA trip, but I think I contracted some kind of virus there.
Oh,
God forbid. Let's say a prayer. It is not the Delta strand because that is a killer, and I will never be flying Delta again. Not that I would have, you know.
Yeah.
Not that this Delta strand fix anything. I mean, I'm a JetBlue sworn JetBluer till the day I die, you know?
Indeed.
But back on paper straws, I mean, what the hell? Why are you accepting this in your life? Why are you letting the elites of society tell you have to fucking sip through pulpy plastic paper straws?
It is kind
that literally disintegrate the more you drink out of them. They disintegrate, and you start drinking paper. You start drinking paper, bro.
I agree. I was with, I went to this, JHB, he invited me to this 100 Thieves event that they were launching their foundation's clothing line, or whatever that is. And I went to their... I went to their little event, and they had a bunch of bars set up, and they all had, like, these drinks that were like Foundations Red, Foundations White. Like they were all just like specific themed drinks. And then we got them and they were in paper straws. And then one of the things about paper straws is that after a certain point, you can't even like drink through it. It's like,
no, you can't.
The purpose is lost maybe after like the first three sips. And then it just closes up. And then it's like, why did I even have this in the first place?
Seems like a mouth
Charlie's
problem.
About to. I can see this look on this fucker's face. He's about to defend paper straws.
Okay, to be fair, would it really be a podcast if I just said, "Yeah, Ted and Schlatter, right?
That's true.
So here I go, guys. Here I go. Take a big sip of this one. I think it sounds like It sounds like a mouth problem, guys. It sounds like a mouth problem. Sounds like you guys just aren't generating enough vacuum fast enough. You know,
and you're trying to tell us that we don't have strong enough vacuum.
And listen,
I'll tell you what, Charlie.
I've got
a really strong vacuum. In my
the
mouth.
Proof's in the pulp, bro. All right. If you're just sucking up paper, I don't know what to tell you, dude. If you're just making a sort of paper mache blend in your drink, you're not going quick enough. And you know what? The earth's running out of time, man. And what? Now your straws are, and now you feel it. Now you feel the consequences of your actions.
This is bullshit. So now you're telling me I can't even savor. You're telling me I can't even savor my drinks anymore. I have to suck them up with the force
savor
of a fucking Dyson air blade. No, go fuck
straw.
Yourself, bro.
Get orange juice.
You're letting Bill
Get
Gates.
Juice.
You're letting
no
Bill
pulp.
Gates,
no
Amazon,
pulp.
Jeff Bezos.
Straw. Bam.
You're letting that. You're letting that Tim Apple
up.
Fuck
get,
tell
get,
you
get right
that you have to drink through paper straws. Meanwhile, they're lighting fires in the middle of the fucking ocean.
Right off the teat of Mother Nature. God damn it.
Brother,
it would not be a podcast if you guys didn't talk
shut
at the
fuck
same
up,
time
Ted.
For a minute.
I need to have a heart to heart with this man right now, brother.
Thank God, because I'm sick of buying 100 cards.
You are telling me
and just eating it one by one by one. I'm so sick of reaching into my printer and grabbing a fucking snack. Thank God, paper straws were invented.
He's opening up his burger rings, Charlie. You should be worried right now. He's opening up his burger
what
rings.
Well, what's going to possibly be in there that could help his point? I've never even
the
seen
taste
burger
of burger. The taste of burger.
Look at
him.
Look at that. Look at that. He's cramping now. Because the sea turtle spiked
for our audio
his
listeners,
Aquafina.
Love you to death. Schlatt just opened up a bag of a snack called Burger Rings. And I've never even seen this snack before, burger rings. I assume that it is a snack that holds the taste of a burger and rings.
Brother, you are telling me that you are going to let Jeff Bezos tell you.
No.
You're going to let Mark fucking Zuckerberg tell you that you, Warren Buffett, telling you that you have to drink through a paper straw for the rest of your life.
You think
meanwhile,
that, you think that
and
Rockefeller
just,
knows
just,
best, Charlie?
And it's to save the environment. Meanwhile, they are lighting fires in the ocean.
I know.
So they are lighting
Charlie,
fires
you're
in
gonna
the
ocean. Charlie, you're going to be a cuck
they are
for
lighting
J.D.
Fires in the
Rockefeller.
Ocean, and you have to recycle?
No. Listen.
You have to recycle? What are you talking about?
That sounds like you're pretty
Jeffrey,
Charles.
Jeff Bezos. Jeff, bless his heart.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Great job, Jeff. First of all, just want to say we're all so proud of you here at Chuckle Sandwich.
We're so proud of you. You made
Here's
a penis
thing, right?
rocket and you're I'm going not. To space, Jeff.
What I am doing right now is I am defending them as a concept because I believe if straws didn't exist, that maybe they could be part of a solution. Right now, do they stand to do anything? Absolutely not, right? Carbon footprint is a lie, but maybe, just maybe, if Jeffrey Bezos listens to this and he says, oh, you're right, it could just be like an added fun textural thing, and they all stop making plastic straws, maybe Cthulhu will stop reaching his fiery hands out of the depths of the fucking Pacific.
Well, I don't know.
Well,
hold on, guys. I mean, speaking of Jeffrey Bezos, our Lord and Savior, our loving boy, so proud of him. Have you seen his penis rocket?
Excuse me?
His penis rocket. The rocket that he plans to go on space in space with, just threw it in podcast chat. It's very phallic. It looks like a fucking penis. It looks like a shaft with a head, and it's going to space.
Oh, shit. The sense of humor on this guy. No, no.
He's just so lovable.
Just goes to show
it's
you.
So hard to hate him.
Do you know what
it's
that so says to me? Jeff is such a fucking rich bitch that he made a big dick rocket just to show how much he can flex his big dick rocket going to space with his brother.
Oh, that's nice of him.
And that's why we're so proud of Jeffrey Bezos.
Hey, Jeff, and I know you're listening. Where are the balls?
Jeffrey Bezos is the number one listener.
Too good for balls? Not rich enough? Do I need to go? How many things do I need to put in my Amazon cart before you can put balls on your rocket, Jeff?
Nah, bro. Jeff doesn't have any balls left. They shrunk. Did you guys see the before and after pictures of this fuck?
Like when he
back when Amazon was a
what,
was
you mean
a,
before and after humanity?
back before the piss bottles, back before the 150% turnover rate of all the employees in the Amazon warehouse.
Did he have like
this guy was a scrawny little fuck who sold books?
Yeah.
Book. He sold books,
he
right?
Still do.
But now he sells everything, right? Yeah. Now he innovates. And now he's fucking jacked. That dude is on steroids or something.
He is.
You seen that photo of him with the fucking vest and his muscles around
I'm
and he's wearing aviators?
Right. Why does he look so scared? He looks like the fucking bad guy in Spider-Man Homecoming. Why does he look like that?
Yes. He looks like a bad guy. He became a bad guy.
He's
guys,
literally
this is wrong.
Fucking
why
Lex
does
Luther?
Jeffrey Bezos look like a bad guy, guys?
You know something?
He's so good
cuz he has so much money. So I
He's the conservative champion, baby. Definitely looks like a villain. And you know that there's an issue there when the richest man in the world looks like a villain. Was he always bald like that? Or I feel like every one of those current billionaires had that moment in the fucking 90s when they had, like, they were still holding on to their hair and they either got some sort of, like, for instance, Elon Musk. You can see pictures of him when he was way younger, and he had a huge fucking bald spot.
Hairs are shit.
He did something. He's got a toupee now or something, or
he fucking shot hair DNA in there.
Oh really?
That's one of the companies he's working on, bro. He shot fucking hair DNA into his arm.
You're like pretending he's doing fucking heroin.
Bro.
Like he wrapped up his arm.
Heroin. Exactly. There it is, baby. Only on the chuckle sandwich.
Give me the hair, bro. Give me the hair. And then it just...
Yeah, we're
just
shooting hair on chuckle sandwich.
A new strand.
Yep.
Can you imagine if you did some hair DNA, and it's like you've got your normal hair on certain spots, and then the fill-in is just like a different color entirely? It's like blonde hair or ginger hair starts coming out, and you're like, ah.
He's just like, fuck, I put the wrong color in.
Got the wrong color hair DNA.
Shedding like dog mat.
But Schlatt, I suppose we can't just sort of continue this podcast as if nothing's happened. I mean, it's been a while since we've been able to put a podcast together, and I'd like to take the moment to completely blame all of that on Schlatt and his fucked up life.
It's me.
Yeah. Schlatt, you want to sort of explain and maybe teary-eyed what's going on
I'll
to our audience?
I'll talk about this.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's,
yeah. I
really
like the direction you're going. Now, just kind of juice it a little bit more, and I think you'll get a really good empathetic reaction from our audience. Parasocially, I think this will work really well. All right, scene.
If I had a dog, I'd have him right now.
Yeah,
and
you look at him and say,
be really
"How am
video.
I gonna say this? How am I gonna do this, boy?" Come on, Fido. How am I going to do this? How am I going to talk about this? Charlie,
so guys,
you look so concerned right now.
I'm listen, I know he's sorry. I can see it in his eyes.
So, guys.
But before you start, I just want to say I forgive you, man. And I'll always be a big fan. And I'm here for you, all right?
I found this new site. Called CSGOLotto.com. You can gamble skins on it. It's this great new site that I just found. I'm not a co-owner or anything. Hold on. My DoorDash person just said they don't have chocolate birthday.
Goddamn. In addition to that, I remember that you also mentioned that your you're so sorry for pumping and dumping a X coin, a cryptocurrency that nobody knows
about. I pumped and dumped a shit coin that was about saving children. And in reality, all I did was save my bank account and no one else's. So I'm really sorry about that. Guys, I'm going to tell you what I've been up to the past week or two or three. I'm homeless.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. He's homeless.
I had to move out of my house because the landlord sold it without doing any tours. He forgot to look at the house to see the state that Ms. Kiff, my landlord, had left it in. So the homeowner sold it to this family, and I think there's a lawsuit involved now because of the absolute state that the house was in when the owners, who paid a pretty penny for the house, walked in and saw what was going on. I'm pretty sure there's some legal action going on. But yeah, I had to get out
of there. That's a new piece of information I've never heard before.
Yeah, there was... Hey, not my problem. Not my problem. Hey. I was never on the lease.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyways, so I had to get out of there.
They're still in the walls. You hear them scratching every night.
I jumped ship. And what do I do now? My life is falling apart. I have not found a new place to live. I'm living in an office, as you can see. This is a fucking office.
Jambo's picking up odd jobs.
I put Jambo in a home.
Don't say that. People are going to freak out.
I have Jambo. Jambo's taken care of. Don't worry about Jambo.
Actually, he said Jambo's home, he meant hole. He put Jambo in a hole.
I dug a hole, and Jambo lives in there for now.
Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey folks, it's ad time. Here we're going to read some ads from our beautiful sponsors.
Hey you chiseled chucklers, summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil your beach bod? Well, you're in luck. Our friends at Manscaped just launched their fourth generation performance package, which includes the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right. The 4.0 is in this one.
Compliment your summer bod with a trim from the leaders in male grooming. The sun is shining and calling your name, fellas. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code
CHUCKLE20.
Inside of this performance package 4.0, you've got the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, you got the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, you got the Crop Preserver ball deodorant, which Schlatt is a big fan
he's
of. If he was here, he
would
be a fan
of that.
He's a really big fan of it. We got the Crop Revider toner, performance boxer briefs, and travel bag to hold your goodies.
Guess what? This fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and it gives you the ability to turn the 4,000 Kelvin LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave.
Did we also mention that this trimmer is waterproof too? Did we mention that, Charlie?
You didn't, and I'm dying to know more!
Well, in the shower or in the wild, perhaps the woods?
Yeah, down there it is, right, men?
And from your chest pubes all the way down to your ball fro, the Lawnmower 4.0 is best trimmer for you. Yeah. I mean, come on. Manscaped was even kind enough to throw in two free gifts in their performance package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort in boxers to another level, okay?
Like we said, Schlatt absolutely loves Manscaped's liquid formulations. Before heading outside, use Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant to keep you on your game in the heat. Then, after trimming the lawn and whacking the weeds in the heat, give those beach balls a boost using the Crop Reviver.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code CHUCKLE20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code CHUCKLE20. At manscaped.com.
Stay on the balls with Manscaped.
You know, Charlie, I got a big passion for doing big aerobic
yoga. Yeah, well,
yoga.
I got a big package, and I know there's only one way to take care of it, and that's with ShipStation.
We all have passions that push us to do big things in life, like selling your crafts online. All out of a deep burning love for logistics and order management. Just kidding. Nobody likes that part. And that's why, oh baby, that's why there's ShipStation. They make it easy to manage your orders and get your products out the door so you can get back to doing what you really love. Growing your gosh darn business, you little rascal.
ShipStation is the number one choice of online sellers. You can import orders from any sales channel, ship with any carrier using ShipStation's deeply discounted rates, and automate just about any shipping task. It's no wonder over 100,000 online
no
sellers.
No wonder.
It's just it's no wonder. It's simple,
it
really. It's easy. It's just, and it's a fucking it's no-brainer why over 100,000 online sellers choose ShipStation.
No matter what you sell, Shopify, Etsy, your own website, for gosh darn sake, ShipStation funnels all of your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone.
Not just that, you'll even get amazing discounts with major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, and USPS. Easily compare those carriers and choose the best solution every time.
Ship more in less time for a lot less money. Just use our offer code CHUCKLE to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping.
And don't ship yourself just yet. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on that microphone at the top of the page, and type in CHUCKLE. That's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code CHUCKLE. Make ship happen.
I'd like a Photoshop from someone of Jambo sitting on one of those high rise, like that old New York photo of like those blue collar workers sitting on the high rise of the
someone
steel beams.
Yeah, someone will do that real
Jambo
quick.
Jambo with a fucking construction add on and a little lunchbox.
Every Jambo pic I post, there's like three or four Photoshoppers that are just real quick with it.
I love those.
Of you guys, that's a challenge. That's a challenge, man. Light top hat. Wheat skins, any of you guys, get on it.
Wheat skins actually did. He did the video when I did that video with you, the cereal one. When I talked about the cereal battle of 1835, Wheat skins did that little Photoshop thing. I asked for it on Twitter, and he replied with that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was basically free labor. I felt really good about it. Thanks, Wheat skins, if you're here. Oh, Schlatt's crying again.
Nope. It's so hard for me. I feel like I'm in the middle of nowhere. I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. Where am I?
You are.
Where am I?
You look like you're in the place where streamers go if they go to like hell, just like an empty streaming room with a bunch
room.
Of like just like sort of a like a empty LAN room. Where nothing's going on there, and
I have nothing.
You think a streamer?
I have nothing anymore.
You think a streamer dies, but nothing happens? You're just like in the same place.
You go to limbo.
I mean, I started a welding business. I fix any crack now. I'm eating fucking burger rings. What the fuck are burger rings?
Where did you even find that?
What are these?
That looks like
What is the chip called burger rings?
That looks like an alternate universe, like chip. Like that seems like something that you'd phase into like Earth 2, and then you'd walk into a Walmart.
Why do you make that sound every time? You eat a burger ring.
It seems like it's shooting you every time it enters your mouth.
Oh, They taste like burgers. It's pretty
okay,
good. Yeah, then why are you reacting in that way?
Do you not want it to taste like burger?
You seem so shocked every time.
Look at this. This is what's really going to surprise you. Wait till I take my super mega hat off. What the fuck? What is that?
Oh my God.
What is this?
What is this bullshit?
Sort of like
I'm tying
listeners.
My hair now?
Like a nest almost.
Well, hold on. Let me do my audio listener description for our audio listeners. Love you to death. Schlatt's got a fucking man bun now, which is something that I could almost guarantee you that at some point in his life, if he hadn't chose to just not have any form of hygiene, he'd probably be making a video about how ridiculous man buns are. He'd make a commentary video talking about, what are all these guys making man buns? They're walking around.
What are all these liberals doing? What do you think long hair's for? It's for women.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is sort of.
I'm eating burger rings.
This is an interesting change of events for sure on the Chuckle Sandwich timeline. I mean,
a ring is kind of just like a chode straw, right?
What?
It's like, I mean, it's just like a sort of.
Why?
Like
like a circle that. What? A chode straw. That didn't enhance or help the description of it. And either of those words that you added didn't enhance or help it.
I kind of wanted to bring it just back around to the whole straw thing. And I just.
Why would you say that as I'm eating burger rings? What the fuck is your problem?
You called his snack. You gave his snack. The word chode in his mind. You made it sound like Schlatt is eating a bag of chodes, and you think that he's going to let that just roll on by?
Based on the volume and the general distribution of the object, I just made an observation as it was going into your mouth. That,
you don't sound too confident, Charlie.
And I just pictured a sort of straw sort of compressing down, and I thought to myself, well, that's just a ring, and there it...
You're awful, man.
Charlie, have you no shame?
It came right up.
Do you have no shame?
And then it sort of came up, so.
Oh God.
You know? But you can kind of, you can see it though, right? You can kind of
Here's
see
this
it.
Shit. It gets even worse. I've been massaging myself with a fucking knockoff Theragun, 24/7. Ah! What is this? A tattoo?
Whoa!
Twilight Sparkle? My Little Pony?
Where the hell did that come from?
And for the audio listeners, which... I love you to death. Schlatt does have a Twilight Sparkle tattoo.
He does have a bird on his arm. And
he's...
For the last... The last of his money went.
Yeah, he's... I guess he's got a Theragun. Can you explain what a Theragun is to people who don't understand that?
Theragun is a gun that goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Burger ring time.
He's sort of losing his mind.
Oh!
God.
Why does it...
Why are they doing that to me?
It's like everything he does hurts him.
Yeah, it's like...
It tastes so much like burgers,
dude.
I know, man, but that should be okay.
I can't stop
It's like he's...
Tasting like burgers.
It's hard to watch.
It's really like he's a Pokemon where every one of his attacks does equal or double damage on himself.
Dude, we're all influencers. One of our four moves is self-destruct.
What is this?
True that.
What is this? What is Twisties?
Where is Twisties
cheeseburger?
Flavor?
What
is Twisties cheeseburger?
Where are you getting these from? You are
where am I? Where am I living? Where do I live?
You're literally in a fucking alternate fucking ancient dimension.
What is this? What is Shapes?
What the fuck are these things in here?
What is Shapes?
Toasty?
Triple cheese toasty. Triple cheese toasty.
Where are these coming from?
What the fuck is that?
Oh,
where
wait.
Am I?
Hold on. You have a little bit of an accent there. Are these British snacks that you're showing us right now?
No.
Chips is Australian.
Are they Australian? I guess Toasty seems like definitely an Australian snack. Shapes?
Barbecue shapes.
There they are.
Barbecue shapes.
Yep.
Every shape is a different flavor, and every flavor is a different shape.
Every flavor is a different shape. Each new shape... packed full of flavor every day.
Yes, sir.
I eat my shapes.
Kangaroo.
I'm just all kind of fucked up. I've been so busy with this move and being homeless and just everything that's going on. I went to LA for a bit. We're going again.
Which leads us into a very, very...
Our Daily Double.
The Daily Double. A very fun announcement for our Chuckle Sandwich listeners. This time next week, ladies and gentlemen, and by the time that this podcast is out, we, Schlatt, Charlie, and I will all be in Los Angeles because we are doing, drum roll, do it in your head, blah, 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 blah. Chuckle Week, baby! We're doing Chuckle Week. What is Chuckle Week, Schlatt? I think they're asking. Why don't you give them an explanation of what Chuckle Week is?
So Chuckle Week is this great big plan of fun and sex. Basically,
fun and sex.
Wait, was it the last one that you kind of threw on?
Basically, I'm horny.
Okay. I shouldn't have passed this off to you.
Schlatt, I'm 99% sure you're talking about Fuckle Week, which we're doing afterwards.
Oh, that's Fuckle Week.
We're not talking about Fuckle Week right now.
We're talking about Chuckle Week right now.
We keep Fuckle Week off all records, okay?
Schlatt, Fuckle Week is our wind down week after Chuckle Week. Come on, man.
I get it.
Pull it together.
Do not even get me started on Chuckle Week.
Okay.
I won't make that mistake.
So, Chuckle Week is basically 1 week where Charlie and Schlatt make their way over to smoggy Los Angeles.
And have a lot of sex.
They step off the... Shut up, Charlie. They step off the plane. They breathe in that smoggy air. And we are getting... We're getting like a studio. And we're basically recording a bunch of podcasts in person with some of your favorite content creators. We got a lot of fantastic lineup of guests, and we're recording it probably at least 10 podcasts. So pretty much from now on, after this podcast, it'll be like every other week will be a episode from Chuckle Week that'll have a new fun guest in this studio. I think it'll add a fun new flavor to the podcast. Okay. It's going to be pretty glorious. We still haven't figured out how to run a podcast, but we're getting the studio.
The sandwich after this week is going to be a fucking hoagie, boys. I won't spoil too much of the surprise, but we got some lunch themes going on and where we're going to be recording. Mm. That's the part I'm most excited about.
Yeah, it should be very, very fun. Yeah. In addition to that, you may be and I'm going to say this in the most general terms.
We're
going to
squirt
different
condiments on the guests based on how much we like their answers.
Indeed. We're also developing a little bit of something that maybe you could wear, but that's all I'm going to say.
Is it made of meat? Is it made of cheese? You'll have to find out.
Let that muddle in your little brain there. All right, kiddos? Think about it. But yeah, no, super, super excited for Chuckle Week. It's kind of a funny name because it's like we just kind of started saying it and didn't really even consider the consequences of calling it Chuckle Week. Why don't we call it Sandwich Week?
Sandwich Week just sounds like, I don't know, a food trip you're making, like with your friends.
That just sounds like we lost our jobs and are now working at Subway.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, speak for one of us, huh?
That sounds like, yeah, there you go, Schlatt. Chuckle Week is I'm hoping, I mean, it, depending on how it goes, I mean, it's something that I hope that we can do, you know, maybe like twice a year or something like that, or whenever we can really figure out how to do it, and be like a fun little thing in between the times.
Sorry, I got a text from my DoorDash. Hello, I am Maria. I am here.
That's pretty ominous. I hope that she just like fucking breaks down your door and she's like, hello, my name is Maria. I am
here. You got a text, your food has arrived, but it's just her face. Like,
what's the weirdest text you could get from a DoorDash?
Well,
here's what I think. All right.
Do you see that
very late
thing
at night?
That Connor
you're like, hmm?
Did you see that thing that Connor tweeted from the DoorDash where it was like he didn't order DoorDash and they were like, "Hi, this is DoorDash. Can you please cancel your order?" And then it was, and he was like, "What?"
He didn't. They DoorDashed themselves.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I saw it on his alt Twitter.
That's pretty intimidating. I'd be like, something's awry here.
Somebody knows where I live, and they're bringing food, and it could be a gun.
DoorDash knows where you live.
They're bringing some food for you, and I'm gonna eat. I hope it's not a bullet.
But say you do order some food very late at night. You know, say you want some Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Closed on Sunday.
3 a.m. Chick-fil-A.
3 a.m. Chick-fil-A. You want a spicy chicken sandwich with some pepper jack cheese and mayo. Hold the pickles.
Some sauce.
Get that Chick-fil-A sauce. One tub of Chick-fil-A sauce is all you need for that, Sammy.
It's all they're allowing.
Tell you what,
right,
that
now
is honestly one of the most delicious things you could ever eat. Fuck the fries. No one cares about the fries. All I need is that spicy chicken sandwich with the pepper jack. Anyways, you get a text. Okay. Usually it's like, "Hello, this is DoorDash connecting you with your driver." And then the driver's like, "Hey, I just picked up the food. I'm on the way." But it doesn't say I'm on the way. What does it say? It says perhaps the most alarming, intimidating, scary, terrifying thing possible. What does it say?
"Hello, I am Maria. I am here."
"Hello, I am." "Hello, I am Maria. I am."
I mean, if it's Chick-fil-A, right?
It's so confident. There's no doubt in her mind that she is Maria.
She's Maria, in fact, where she believes she is. Tell you one thing. That's fucking Maria right there. I'll tell you one thing.
I think you get a first-person POV of the guy just holding the burger in his hand out. Like low to the ground, like as
with
if
no,
a dog.
With no wrapper?
With no wrapper. And you just get the text, "Your pleasure."
Oh, yeah. I guess this is a fun little thing we can think about. maybe just like, "I am here," and it's a photo of the back of your head.
Jesus Christ. "Hello, I am Maria."
"I am here." Photo of like just the back of your head, like
you can faintly make out that your shoulder blade like through a crack in your closet. It's just like a little thing of light.
Or maybe just like
burger
maybe
behind
just,
you.
Just slowly releasing photos over time of different aspects of the meal that you ordered in like places that you remember faintly from your childhood that they create some sort of deja vu, but you don't know. Oh my God, that's my grandparents' old house. When I've only been there twice when I was like 5. And they're there.
And then after that, you get a single text. "They were out of plastic straws."
No!
That's right. It's pulling.
Would a paper one suffice? Schlatt just breaks down.
And you start texting back, but you see they're already halfway to your house. What does that mean? Did they pick one up? Don't know. It could be multiple in the bag.
Exactly.
"Out of plastic straws. I will fix this."
Here's what I think would be
the most intimidating thing. The most intimidating text received from your dasher at 3 in the morning. "I am coming. Good luck."
Have you gotten? No, you haven't. But that would be fun.
Who would send that?
Someone who probably doesn't have a full understanding of the English language, probably. I would
"On my way, good luck."
Maybe they thought it was like something like similar to like "thank you," but it was like, "I'm on my way, thank you," but instead "on my way, good luck."
What do I need the luck for, man? What are you going to do? What are you going to do to me once you get here?
That reminds me of me and the GF. We ordered it in Uber recently, and it was like, it was very similar vibes of like, "I am here, good luck" kind of situation. Cause this guy was absolutely fucking bombing it down every street in LA. Like whenever there was this, like a fucking red light, he'd slam on it. And then when it was like green light, it was like fucking Fast and Furious. He would literally, and I kid you not, I could hear him putting the foot down. Like, all the way, I could hear the pedal hitting the floor every single time the light would turn green. He was literally flooring it. It was probably the most shocking Uber that I've ever been a part of. But I still give him 5 stars, though.
Crazy.
Because Uber, I feel like if you ever give someone not 5 stars, then you totally fuck over their, like, their shit.
Yeah, right? I don't know. What would you do if you saw a DoorDash, you place an order, it's like a place is 30 minutes away, and you give the guy a call, and you just hear him running.
You just hear feet on the pavement.
Just like the bricks breaking.
That's like a
he's
bad.
He's breathing all heavy.
That's
he's
like a
like
bad dream.
Screeching in the background.
Have you guys ever received like a DoorDash from a? I actually. It's funny you say
check
that.
Check the map, and it's just going.
It's just a car.
It's going faster than
he goes. Oh, dude. You call him because you're worried. Oh, God. You call him because you're worried he's speeding. You just hear.
It's funny you say that because I actually ordered a Postmates once. Or it may have been a DoorDash. And it said that they were on a bike. And I guess this restaurant that I ordered from must have been like a mile away. But when the DoorDash came, it was like, I look outside and it was like a mom and her kid, and they had basically like walked to the restaurant and then walked all the way to my place to like hand it to me. And I felt so fucking bad because I was like, oh my God, here's a mom who's got to like walk with their kid. Like that's how they're trying to just make some extra
with
money.
Their kid?
Yeah. They were with their kid and they're like, kid gave me the fucking DoorDash. And I was like,
I guess I'll tip more.
Dude, I tipped him like 30%. Like I was holy shit. But
give yourself a SpongeBob popsicle.
But in that regard, I mean, if there was someone who was like just going around doing running, because sometimes I would get Postmates. I haven't ordered Postmates in a while because it was making me fat. But sometimes they'll come on like a bike or something like that, and sometimes the meal is just totally messed up because it's up on a fucking bike, and the dude's like he's like running over the fucking bumps and shit. I don't know what it is about being on a bike, but it fucks it up pretty bad.
Hey, I ordered a pizza, not a calzone. Yeah, it's like a meatball.
I ordered a pizza, not a Papa John's papadilla.
I have a solution. I have a solution to the. Oh, by the way, I'm yawning right now. It's fucking 9:30 in the morning, or it's just 10 a.m. right now for me. We are doing this podcast.
These guys record early.
We're doing this podcast super early.
Exactly.
Because
functioning human beings here at the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast.
Oh, this is actually...
We're figuring out how to live.
Hey, not to be self-celebratory, but this is the first podcast in which we are all over 1 million subscribers.
Let's go! That's pretty good. Hey, congratulations!
Thank you. Thank you for the congratulations I caused. But beyond that, I mean, this is sort of an idea I have. If we are so worried about the turtles with the straws...
I'm not worried about them.
I said it again, Ted. Hey, heel. Make the straws.
Turtle.
Make the straws out of turtle shell.
Kill them.
Turtle shell straws kills all the turtles. Don't need to worry about what happens to the turtles because the straws are made out of turtles.
Then you can wash them, and they're reusable.
Reusable straws made out of turtles. Get the turtles out of the picture. Get the eco-friendly people on our side. Just let them forget about the turtles. Give them a couple months. They'll cry it out.
You receive...
I got a way to get all the eco-friendly people on our side.
So we kill all the turtles, and we turn them... Well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, eco-friendly people, they don't really care about the environment. They just want to be trendy. I've seen 1.5 million fucking eco-friendly people in Los Angeles. I mean, you walk down the street, it's a fucking vegan restaurant with someone wearing Birkenstocks and wearing a fucking giant hat with a fucking those big floppy hats and shit. And they're wearing their leather frilly jackets and they're talking about fucking Obama. So, like...
Yeah! Yeah.
So if you give them, it's like here's a, this is, you know how we'll market it? We'll say these are straws that are made from the
shells of turtles that were once poached long ago, but they were reclaimed. Mm. And now we have these straws that are made to remember the turtles, right?
It's like reclaimed wood.
It's,
you know,
it's
people make furniture out of old reclaimed wood.
Reclaimed environmental activism. In a similar way, we could make straws out of ivory.
Exactly. See, I was just going to say that. Ted claims the turtles.
We claim the
ivory.
And
then we pretend Ted forgets about them, and then I see all the turtles, and I'm like, I'm now reclaiming these.
Yeah.
These are old turtles. Mm,
these are all old turtles.
It's like those TikToks from Brad Easy, where he's just like this, and he's like, you receive good straws. I receive the turtles.
The turtles, all of them. And then, you may be asking yourself, Charlie, because you seem a little bit unconvinced. I'm going to be honest with you. And I'll tell you what.
I'm just hearing the whole pitch, man.
Okay. When people are obviously going to be like, where are the turtles? Where did they go? Please tell us where the fuck these turtles are. You said that you made all these, you got these straws, you reclaimed the turtles. We just peddle the concept of the hollow earth, all right? We turn that
into... I thought you were about to say the hollow cost.
No. No.
The turtle version.
That's just
the turtle version.
No, the turtle holocaust? A holocaust of turtles? No, the hollow earth. Have you ever heard of the hollow earth, Schlatt?
Yeah, it's the Godzilla shit.
Does it not?
It is the Godzilla shit, but it's also...
If your topic can segue directly into the Holocaust, it might be wrong.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, it doesn't...
And that's my counterpoint on the turtle sandwich.
It's... Okay, it's not even hollow, though. It's hollow. It's a different word. It's not a...
No,
Microsoft. You make me so mad sometimes. You make me so freaking mad sometimes, okay? I'm talking hollow earth, all right? The world,
from
Charlie,
Godzilla.
I might need to break this down Barney style because it doesn't seem like you completely understand. The earth is not solid.
Right.
Inside of the earth is a bunch of space, all right? A bunch of area in which there's dinosaurs down there. There's gorillas, big gorillas,
very big gorillas that carry axes,
and they're smarter than normal gorillas, and they're huge.
Why would it go down there?
And there's pterodactyls down there. All the dinosaurs that we thought were gone, they're in that hollow earth. And that's when,
dark. Do they just scream all day?
It's a very screamy place. So you're wondering where... You know, the fucking turtles went. We tell them, okay, this is going to be a tough pill to swallow, everyone, but Hollow Earth is real, and that's where the turtles are.
Okay,
and then people are going to question us anymore.
Take me there.
I can't.
How do I get there? Why?
Only turtles can go there.
Also, I also raise this.
It's a turtle-only place right now.
I raise this completely flawless strategy.
Yeah.
Who the fuck's gonna notice if the turtles are gone?
I want a strawless strategy.
There can't be more than five people to give a shit about turtles.
First of all, no one gives a shit about turtles.
I was watching yesterday.
They're lying. And you're a virtue signaling sack of shit, Charlie.
Because you like turtles.
Two.
It's just an animal I enjoy.
Two.
I think they're funny.
I'll get Ted over there. He'll knock your kneecaps in with a fucking Easton CF5 DeMarini baseball bat.
I'll do the classic.
Composite.
I'll do my classic. I'll do my classic. It's called the knee breaker, okay?
But also, who the fuck sees turtles?
Nobody sees turtles.
Who the fuck sees turtles in the wild? Sure, keep them in zoos and shit. But who the fuck's seeing them in real life?
Exactly. And
they're
here's the thing.
What are you going in the ocean?
They're real animals. More turtles than just sea turtles in the ocean.
But Charlie, what determines if an animal is real? I think that we've kind of made a decision that I think we've made a decision as a podcast, as a group, as a collection of friends, one might say, that turtles are not real and that we can turn them
that we can turn, and that we can turn their shells into straws, okay? Now, don't get me wrong, Charles. Tortoises, completely different story, all right? We're not going to go in and start making, straws out of fucking 250-year-old Galapagos tortoises, all right?
I love tortoises.
No, we love the Galapagos tortoises.
Nope. Chuckle Sandwich, I want to put out an official statement. Chuckle Sandwich loves tortoises.
We love tortoises. Give us all the tortoises. Show us to them. Maybe we can have a tortoise party when we're having Chuckle Week. That would be awesome.
Show us.
But if you show
us to
me,
the tortoises. That's what I always say. Show me to them.
Yeah, exactly. Show me to the tortoises. But and another saying that I know very, very well, Schlatt, though, is that if, as my grandfather always said, you know, you show me a turtle, I'll show you a gun.
Oh.
And I shoot the turtle with the gun. He was a turtle killer. So my grandfather fought in the Pacific Theater in World War II. And one of the things that they noticed was that... the turtles were not normally turtles. In this instance, they were not turtles.
Because what the fuck are you talking about?
No concept, like where reality ends anymore.
The Japanese were using turtles as torpedoes.
Okay. Now we've gone past definitely.
The Japanese were using turtles, not tortoises, as torpedoes, and so
torpedoes.
Exactly,
torpedoes.
It made sense for the U.S. government to be like, okay, we got to get these turtles out of here. All right, and so. My grandfather was part of T0 squad, which stands for, if it would make sense, turtles zero. We want zero turtles. so that was his thing. I mean, it's part of the Nivison legacy. We kill turtles. That's what we do. That's what we do. Okay? So
Hang on. I'm gonna get my
I don't know what to tell you, Charles. I don't know what to tell you.
An earlier thing we talked about, I'll get my beloved stuffed animal on the podcast and see what he has to say about maybe this particular topic.
Did he just walk into a closet?
That door is far too slim to not be a closet.
Oh, happy pride.
No, don't you fucking dare. I saw that. What are you bringing out?
Hey, Snappy, my beloved stuffed animal from my childhood, my favorite animal, my favorite creature. What do you think about all this discussion about ending the turtles?
Kill that thing. I will fucking murder that thing.
You know what that thing is?
I will strangle it.
Hey, Schlatt, you know what that thing is not?
What?
Favorite puppy.
Favorite puppy. No, least favorite puppy.
This is favorite. No, this is favorite puppy.
Least favorite puppy.
Turtles. Puppy. Right.
Turtles. Now. Least favorite puppy.
This is favorite puppy.
Tortoises. Favorite puppy.
No. That's
show
not...
me to the tortoises.
What is
show
the,
me to
what
them.
Is, tell. What is the difference between a turtle and a tortoise?
A turtle.
Tortoise are land. Are land rearing critters.
Turtles are water swimming bastards.
All right, I'm with you guys.
Yeah!
Okay, you swayed me.
Oh, man.
Oh, give me some straws. That's the last one. I'm diving into the sea, man.
I mean, come on, think
fingers,
about it, though.
Putting them between my fingers like Wolverine and pulverizing these assholes. Fuck them. Screw them.
I mean, think about this. For instance, in my glasses, what's that? Turtle shell.
Oh. Tortoise, actually.
No.
Uh-oh.
I thought you might say that, but you're wrong. Turtle shell.
Oh, you got the custom one.
I got a custom.
You got the secret menu item.
I got the secret menu item. It's sort of like an In-N-Out.
You
when
asked
you go
for turtle instead.
Well,
new prescription, extra sauce.
Wait, so that's actually funny though, Schlatt. When you guys come to LA, I actually could really show you this. This is somewhere that I usually go almost every week. I often go to like Crazy Dave's Turtle Emporium, and that's where I get all of my like turtle goods. Dave's Turtle Emporium. Have you never heard of this before?
I mean, turtle goods.
Turtle goods. I don't know. Like it. I don't know. Like
Scoot.
no, like
like, did you just look it up, Charlie?
What? No.
Isn't Crazy Dave the dude from Plants vs. Zombies that goes, ah, blah, 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 blah.
No, this is a different Crazy Dave. Crazy Dave's Turtle Emporium. They sell a bunch of like turtle related products. I mean, you've got like the turtle shells, you can shave that and you can grind it up and turn it into like a paste, and it's very good for the skin. There's sort of sometimes they
skin. We've had that sponsor on the podcast before.
By the way, this podcast is sponsored by Crazy Dave's Turtle Emporium. Sometimes they skin the turtles, and that skin is really, really good as sort of an exfoliating surface. So it's often used by like Sephora and Ulta Beauty as sort of a exfoliating skin thing. Fenty Beauty, Rihanna's beauty line, they use turtles all the time.
Ariana was famously quoted as saying, I use turtles on my skin.
Start of the quote, I like turtles in my beauty products, end quote.
Charlie, you look a bit disheveled.
Thank you. Next. Turtle to use on my skin. Listen. I'll be straight with you guys. Turtles have, and I think, just have been historically and will be. They are my favorite animals. I love turtles. So it's,
turtles are your favorite?
Yeah, and, no shame to Ariana.
Sounds like you are about to make some shame towards Ariana.
I just don't think that Ariana Grande, singer-songwriter Ariana Grande, should be doing what she's doing right now. Using these turtles on her skin. And I'm not trying to make hot takes on the chuckle sandwich. I know
making hot takes, though. And you don't even like...
I'm just saying, I know like, we have some Ariana respect. On. I know we're going to have her on.
No,
but I think like, I'm texting her
Charlie.
Right now.
No,
I'm
but like, Charlie... Right, dead ass. Like, have some respect for my family lineage when you talk about turtles in this way, okay?
Bye, Ariana.
Remember what they did.
Remember what they did to me.
What did they do to you, man? They got launched high speed.
They fought against the United States in the war yesterday, of all days, was the 4th of July. The day to celebrate.
They won.
Did you not see the four
kids? I'm a turtle apologist. I'm a turtle apologist.
Did you not see the four kids? Did you not see Knuckles from Sonic the Hedgehog singing the
fucking hell are you talking about?
The fucking four kids. The four kids national anthem song.
You didn't see Knuckles?
Dude, I'm so excited
for
Knuckles.
You see Sonic the Hedgehog? You see
Michelangelo?
You see Michael Ant?
We're all going to paint ourselves red and get really big gloves and run around LA for an entire week.
I think that we should do a special on the podcast, a special one-time video where we go turtle hunting.
No,
with big
spears. We're not going to say, hey guys, this is Chocolate Sandwich. Welcome to Poaching Live. What the fuck are you on about?
In Irvine, California, they have, it's called Turtle Sea. Turtle and then sea, like one word.
Like a place or like a crime?
Well, no, it's called Turtle Sea, like turtle and then the word sea. But it's like one word together, and it's basically a place where you can go, and it's like a little lake area, and they give you a boat and like a bunch of guns, and you just go out there, and they give you as much ammo as you want. I mean,
that's not true.
I don't know.
What are you talking about? Yes, of course this is true. And it comes in like packages.
No, this is a lie.
It's
first of all,
lie.
There's an ammo shortage. They wouldn't give you all the ammo you could ask for.
Well,
you're talking about California, this is a thing in?
Well, I mean, obviously it's
get
country.
The hell, get the, what the, who the, how the
Schlock,
fuck?
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to? Hey.
Okay, buddy.
Let me break this down,
you're
Barney
talking
style.
To the man who
you're not even letting me,
crack.
You're not even letting me explain.
I fixed any crack, motherfucker.
You're not even letting me explain.
I live in a goddamn office.
You're not even letting me explain.
Australia.
We're cracking.
Okay, you're not even letting me explain, okay? It's called Turtle Sea, all right? They give you a boat. When I say all the ammo you could possibly need, I'm talking about in California, it's absolutely legal to have hunting rifles. And they give you hunting rifles, and there's different package deals that go with that. But also, there's specific bylaws that apply to stuff such as range rifles that aren't normally available to the general public, but the California government licenses out these licenses to give it to companies that want to do turtle hunting, okay? You fucking dumbass.
Bullshit.
It's not bullshit. Bullshit. It's fucking true.
I'm
look
like
it
Charlie
up.
Now. Do I'm
your,
like Charlie now.
Do your own research. Do
I
your
love
own
turtles.
Fucking
turtles
research.
Turtles are favorite
turtles
puppy.
Are great.
Turtles are favorite puppy.
Do your own fucking research, dude. I mean, come on. We're turning turtles into straws, and we're hunting them at Turtle City.
Are you going to put the straws away, Schlatt? Are you going to put them away?
Schlatt, you
I'm
do
still,
realize...
I'm still going to be drinking out of plastic straws.
Exactly. You sorry. See, fuck the turtles.
As much
huh?
as I love the turtles...
No, no.
As much
you
as I
don't
love
the
turtles.
You spent this whole podcast going against the turtles.
I love turtles.
You said
I
my,
love turtles.
You said my turtle was least favorite puppy. Is what you
I
said.
Listen. That was just a white lie.
Your
you
least
are
favorite
white.
Turtle.
Watch, how is that offensive?
Yeah.
As much as I love turtle. Listen, man, as much as I love turtles, and you know how much I love turtles. As much as I love turtles.
You're so terrible.
You're flying to me.
I'm a businessman.
As much as I love turtles, I will fucking strangle every single goddamn one before I suck more pulp out of a fucking paper straw. Paper is for Woo! Printing shit on it. I will not... be sucking shit out of goddamn A8 letterhead.
Jeff, give me strength, Jeffrey Bezos. Give me
congratulations,
strength.
Jeffrey Bezos.
Give me strength,
congrats,
Jeff.
Jeff.
Give me strength.
We love you.
Jeff.
Very proud of you, Jeff.
Jeffrey Bezos.
You've done great. You've done great.
You want to hear something that I just realized as I yelled woo really loudly?
What?
Yeah.
It's fucking 10:30 in the morning, and I've got neighbors.
Ted. Oh, that's true. Anywhere else but L.A., I'd be like, oh, no, it's fine. They're going to be out at their jobs.
Well,
but people in L.A. don't have
holiday.
Jobs.
It's a holiday.
Los Angeles is the only place where you can go out at any time of the day and the streets will be cluttered by people who are walking around taking Instagram photos because no one has jobs in Los Angeles.
You're going to see what? For yourself next week during Chuckle Week.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will. Maybe we'll do some interviews out in the street.
Would you want to do that?
Maybe we'll do
Would
some
you want
sex.
To do that like as a section in between the episodes?
Yeah.
I think that we could do that. We could do that. We could do a thing where it's like each guest we bring on, we do a figuring out how much people care about that guest. So and we show them a video of, like, we surveyed the Los Angeles public to see how much people care about you and how famous you are. And then we just choose all the people that don't know and take them down a peg in terms of ego every
Probably
time.
Going to be most of them.
Yeah. Many millions of people
you
in
hear,
Los Angeles.
You want to hear? So,
so speak, before speaking every of, episode, we just have a... Who? Supercut? That's what you're saying?
I have something funny to tell you after the podcast. I'm going to mention this when we bring him on, but I have something funny to tell you about one of the guests that we have planned, guys, that happened. But, you know, I mean.
Are we having Darkiplier on?
Darkiplier? I wish. I wish we could, but actually. Actually, that. Dark. I want Darkiplier.
I can't say that fucking word. I was drinking as I said it. I just fucking threw up everywhere. Oh,
Darkiplier.
Darkiplier.
I can't believe I committed so much to just.
Oh God.
You know.
Oh God.
Believing that. Charlie could ever have the gall to kill
a
turtle.
Do you think Dead Nivison could beat Darkiplier?
Dead Nivison?
I feel like we talked about this on the podcast before.
It just stays funny to me. I don't know what to tell you. Oh, God. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Fuck turtles.
Yeah. Screw the turtles.
Don't do that.
Screw the turtles. I mean, Hollow Earth is real. We're turning them into straws. That's how we're going to.
They should have stayed a rule to improve.
You know what we should do, Schlatt? That gave me an idea. We train monkeys to hunt turtles.
No.
Give them sticks.
Have you ever seen that video of the monkey with the AK-47, the chimpanzee?
Was from Rise of the Planet of the Apes. That was a movie.
I know. I want that to be real.
We can make it real.
Yeah. I think that would be a really, really good thing. If I just see a squad of chimpanzees on horses chasing down turtles, as if they even needed the horses, because turtles are so fucking slow. Those dumbasses.
And in the ocean. Sorry.
Yeah.
Chimpanzees, scuba.
Scuba chimpanzees scuba. With fucking underwater harpoon guns hunting down turtles. You see the fucking like Australian fucking surfer dude turtle from Finding Nemo, like in fear as there's like a bunch of fucking chimpanzees underwater scuba Navy SEAL
menaces. You guys are chimpanzees. Fucking menaces. I absolutely despise this. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see each other
next week, guys.
Yeah, we'll see each other next week.
We'll have a lot more time to talk about this whole turtle debate.
I definitely like to
bring
it
up
more.
With every single guest.
I think that we should.
I think that would be a really fun, sort of consistent question to ask.
Oh.
Is like, hey, so turtles, straws, bit of an issue, right? But we don't like paper straws, so riddle me this. Get the turtles, turn them into straws.
Yeah.
No more turtles. Where'd they go? Hollow Earth. Easy. The narrative is perfect.
I think they should do a quality of life improvement for DoorDash. So if you don't come out and get your food in under 5 minutes, they can just start eating it on your front porch.
It's like if the teacher isn't here in 15 minutes, you're legally allowed to leave.
You have to shoo them away.
Oh my god! There was always one kid in like legally allowed, like as if there was like you could take a teacher to court for showing up 16 minutes later and being like no. Yeah. Oh,
hello, I am Maria. You have 5 minutes.
You have 5 minutes, or. You have 5 minutes. I have your daughter.
You have 5 minutes.
I didn't even know I had a daughter.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
My pleasure.
My pleasure.
Good luck.
All right. Well,
you have 5 minutes before the Chick-fil-A sauce reaches her nostrils and she can no longer breathe.
Oh, God. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this episode of the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast, episode something. Don't know, remember the number. I think it's 21. We'll see you next week. We'll probably be in LA all together when next time you see us. Chuckle Week, baby. #Chuckle Week. #Turtles will die. All right. Peace.